Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. We continued in our series called Alive, based on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, that we have been made alive in Christ. The big idea is that Jesus makes us new. Whether you're not yet a Christian, and you are what we talked about last week, we're all born into this world spiritually dead, or you find yourself in a situation where you're already a Christian and God wants to renew you, Jesus wants to make us new. And so in Ephesians chapter 1, the realities that we looked at this past weekend at Lewis Center, really that were that God has blessed us everywhere with every spiritual blessing in Christ, that what he has done is he set his heart on us, and there's three great blessings. There's three ways. One is predestination, one is adoption, and one is sealing. And when it comes to predestination, it's this idea that God loves us before and after. We talked about how God was omnipresent. He's outside of time, and so he sees everything before and after. Like, you've seen a before and after photo. Those are kind of linear when we talk about those in our world, but that's not God's character. He's way bigger than that. So we see things in line in time, but God is outside of time, which means that from God's perspective, the way he sees things, everything is predestined. That's his view. From our view, we see things as happening. But either way, I don't think Paul is focused on timing here as much as the fact that it is such a blessing that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. In other words, God knew everything that you and I would ever do wrong, the times that we would run from him, the times that we would not consider his love. And yet, in all of that, he still chose us. Chose to set his love on us and make us his children. That's the second idea, that God has adopted us into his family. He didn't bring us in as servants and say you have to do X amount of activities or you have to earn your way in, and over time, maybe you could be a son or a daughter. No, he made us his children. God brought us in as family. And just like little children tend to not listen to their parents, but their parents still go after them whenever they run for the street. God comes after us with his love. He will not let up, even though he chose us. He chose us because he loved us, not because he was measuring us based on our failures or our past or our guilt or regret or any of those kinds of things. And how do we know that? Well, that's the third great concept, is he has sealed us with his Holy Spirit. That word there is a guarantee in the original language, and it's like a down payment. In other words, the Holy Spirit is a down payment on the fact that someday God will pay off. In other words, someday every tribe, every nation, every tongue, people from all of those groups, all of the ethnos, we are looking at the racial tension in our culture that exists today. Man, it's so important for us to remember that there's just not going to be one group of people gathered around God's throne, but people from all tribes, all nations, all tongues will be united in the praise of God for eternity. So how does that work for us? That means that regardless of our decision, one way or another, we're going to glorify God. That either in our believing, in our faithfulness, in our service to follow him, that will glorify God, or in our decision to not choose him and prove his word to be true, that we spend eternity separated from him, that will glorify the faithfulness of God to his word as well. The sole motive for God's love, according to Ephesians 1, is that we would live to the praise of his glory. So I'm going to pray for us that God will help us today to live like sealed, adopted, chosen children. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. God, as we come to you today, starting a brand new week, Lord, these weeks of change, God, where things and our circumstances seem to be rapidly shifting consistently, God, it's good to know, so good to know, that we have been chosen, adopted, and sealed. And that God, for eternity, we will be with you, we'll love you, and Lord, that we are secure. And I pray, God, that you will help us to live out of that identity today. I want to give you the opportunity to pray. Well, I hope you'll take the opportunity today to be reminded that today Jesus wants to make you new and that you will live like a chosen, adopted, sealed child, son or a daughter. God bless you all. Have a great week. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the Drivecast.